Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bob Nagin is here. Folks, when you find out that there's a guy that sold kites 12 months out of the year and made a living at it, that's a Main Street rubber meets the road retail guy I want to listen to. So that's Bob Nagin. He's the guy who did that. And he's become one of the world's experts on helping people, especially out here on Main Street, retail folks. His company is called Whiz Bang Training. His book is called Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. He's been our good friend and longtime Brain Trust member. Bob Nagin, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always good to be here.
It's good to have you back. What's going on new out on Main Street? What do we got to do to get more business on Main Street these days?
Well, you know, everybody knows, and this isn't just retail, but this is also service business and small business in general. You know, the Internet is putting a lot of pressure on businesses. People can, you know, it's more convenient. You know, I don't need to go get in my car and drive
right
to the store. So one of the things that that we've been putting our attention to is, how do you get more from every visitor in the store? Now, don't get me wrong. You still need to do your marketing and do, you know, and get, you know, drive traffic and that sort of thing. But the obvious answer is, you know, sales training. Have better salespeople. And when I say sale, I don't mean being tricky or manipulative or close the sale at any cost. I mean, you know, really customer-focused sales training. And so we created a new service called the Retail Sales Academy that, you know, really, really doing great things out in the world. But what I see is that in retail, and when I go to my local printer, and when I go to my local service business, everybody knows their, not everybody, but most people know their products, but they don't know how to sell their products. So there's a difference between understanding what you sell and knowing how to sell it successfully.
Well, I see that sounds counterintuitive, doesn't it?
It does. You know, we have a client who's got a
because you know that nobody listening is going to admit to that, right?
I think some people listening will go, "Oh yes, my people don't know how to sell." You know, so here's what it is: you get, you know, most people on Main Street, you know, are people. You know, they hire kind, friendly, helpful people, and that kind, friendly, helpful person, somebody comes in the store, and what do they say? Can I help you? Which, of course, are the worst words in selling because people say no. Mm-hmm. So then they get permission to go back behind the counter and relax. Why? They've done their job. But when people learn how to sell, so, you know, our Retail Sales Academy, we're seeing, on average, this is just anecdotally, on average, the average sale is going up about 8%. Same customers, same people,
just
because people are selling better. They're asking better questions. They're getting them the right merchandise.
And they're probably not asking questions that doesn't presume the customer doesn't know anything. I mean, this is the mistake. You know, you said, can I help you? What they should be saying, it seems to me, Bob, you tell me if I'm wrong, they should be saying, you know, once they find out, you know, that they're actually there to buy something or look at something, you know, just say, well, tell me what you already know about this so I can plug in where you are.
Well, that's exactly right. You know,
otherwise you're wasting people's time and insulting them, aren't you?
That's exactly right. So, you know, one of the steps, so my, you know, every sales trainer's got a process, and my process is the 6 steps to the perfect purchase. But, you know, it's the most important step is questioning and listening, to your point. Don't just assume that you know what somebody wants. Don't assume that you know who they are and by what they're wearing or the watch they're wearing or the shoes they're wearing. Ask good questions. And when you ask good questions, my sales, you get good answers. My mantra is, the more you know, the better you serve. The better you serve, the more you'll sell. Mm-hmm. And the only way to know more is to ask better questions.
Mm-hmm. And you have to learn how to ask questions too, don't you? You got to learn how to ask open-ended. We used to call them non-directive probes. Yeah,
that's old school, Jim.
That's an old Xerox term. And non-directive probes. Those are the interrogatives, right? Who, what, when, where, how, and why?
That's exactly right. And for your listeners, I don't care if you have, if you have a print shop, if you have a body shop, if you have a car detailing service, when somebody brings it in, don't just assume you know everything. Don't just assume that the service that they're asking for is everything they need. Because, again, the more questions you ask, the better you're going to be. The other thing that we teach is and this is something a term that I coined, it's called the perfect purchase. You see, most people, when they sell, they look to the benefits of the business, right? Oh, I had a great sale, meaning the business brought in a lot of money or had a good profit margin. But I teach the perfect purchase because that implies the benefit to the customer. So if somebody buys the exact right thing, that's perfect. And if you as a salesperson or if you as a business owner can get your salespeople to focus on getting the customer exactly what they want, everything they want, every single time, your business is going to thrive. Why? Mm-hmm. Because people will love you and they'll refer to other people.
What you just described is customization. Because if you're a small business owner, you need to understand that if people want what they need, they're going to Walmart for that. That's what they need is a commodity. But if they're coming to you, they're coming to you not for what they need, but for what they want.
And what
they want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything. And the only way to find out what they want is if they tell you. Right?
And the only way to
Which
get
comes
them
back
to
your question.
You is to ask good questions.
See, folks, it's not hard. It's like following breadcrumbs, isn't it, Bob?
That's exactly right. Well, and that's what's so fun about this Retail Sales Academy is because, so people who were old-time retail salespeople, all of a sudden, because they get a little skills and they start to see these things, just like you said, that's perfect.
Yep.
It's like a breadcrumb. All of a sudden, one of our clients has got a quilt shop in North Carolina. And so her.
Hey, hold on to that thought, Bob. I'm going to let you tell that story after this break. I need a website. Tell folks how they can get to your academy.
What's that?
Your website. Oh. How do they get to your academy?
RetailSalesAcademy.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. You'll thank me later. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Bob Nagin. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.